Hello, and welcome to the Brown Lab's Three Fearless Questions, brought to you by the Brown Lab, whose mission is to change the face and the voice of the marketing and advertising industry. This is Yayua Yang, your Brown Lab student host, and I'm here today with our special guest, Greg Cunningham. Greg Cunningham is the head of diversity and inclusion at U.S. Bank. His mission is to make diversity and inclusion a business imperative for U.S. Bank and to inspire other brands to do the same. National and regional media outlets, including Fortune, Bloomberg, American Banker, and the Star Tribune have featured Greg's diversity and inclusion expertise. Greg, thank you so much for joining us today.
It's a pleasure and a real honor to be here at Yayua. Thank you.
So fearless question one, Greg, when was the first time you became aware of your own race?
I was 6 years old. My father had just passed away that summer. I grew up in a predominantly African-American neighborhood, and my mom sent me to a school that was outside of my neighborhood and was not predominantly African-American. I was one of the few students of color in the school. And I remember my very first day, there was a young boy in the class who came over to me and basically walked over to me and called me the N-word and pulled my hair. And so we got into a first grade scuffle, and I remember, you know, the principal sort of lecturing me on, you know, this was a school that prided itself on discipline, and then my mom sort of gave me the riot act all the way home. And all I can remember thinking as a six-year-old was that, you know, why was this my fault? It was the first time I had ever been really exposed to race, and certainly that I felt different for the first time in my life.
Thank you for sharing your story, Greg. All right, so fearless question two. When was the time you felt included or excluded?
I think the first time I truly felt included was when I went to college. I attended Clark Atlanta University, which is a historically black college, but it was a journey for me to get there. And I had gone to visit a friend of mine who had attended the school the year before. And when I visited him, it was just this powerful, culturally affirming moment for me, seeing all these incredibly beautiful black students, and the president of the school was black, and the janitor of the school was black, and everybody in between looked like me. And it was a sort of this cultural awakening for me that that helped affirm who I was and my identity and my self-worth. And so I knew I was going to go to school there, and so I went to the school with a trunk full of clothes, my acceptance letter in the other hand, and $100 in my pocket. And there was nothing like being on a campus full of bright, aware, incredibly supportive students and faculty who understood my circumstance, who understood my journey, who understood my culture, who understood my worth and wanted to nurture that. And so I would say my college experience was really the first time when I truly felt a sense of inclusion and that I could be my whole self.
Wow, that's amazing. And finally, fearless question three, how have you seen diversity impact your creative process?
I've always sort of used inclusion and used my work to be inclusive, from the types of work I did as a marketer and creating, you know, for the first time a multicultural marketing department at a Fortune 500 company, doing that work for so many years. You know, we didn't talk about it as diversity, but diversity had always been a through line in how I saw my work, how I wanted to go about my work, how I went about creating and adding value to every company I've ever worked for, every job I've ever had, really understanding that, you know, for a time, you know, sometimes being a person of color, you know, we saw, or I'll speak for myself, I saw my upbringing as maybe being a deficit, and it wasn't until I realized that it was truly my asset that my career really began to benefit, and that my diversity allowed me to be more creative and to be more innovative in how I thought about problems and went about solving problems.
All right, that's a great answer. Thank you for sharing. And thank you, Greg, for taking the time to answer the Brown Lab's three fearless questions today.
Thank you. Thanks for having me on.
Thank you.
This has been the Brand Lab's 3 Fearless Questions, produced by students of the Brand Lab who participate in classes and internships aimed at changing the face and the voice of the marketing and advertising industry. To continue this conversation, use the hashtag 3FQ and learn more at thebrandlab.org/fearless.